Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls, your stories with Tommy Rosa. He went to the other side. Health revelations from heaven and earth. Okay, back with Tommy Rosa. Tommy, where do you get the book, by the way? Where do people pick it up? Health revelations from heaven and earth. Tommy, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Okay, where do you get your book?
We get it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And if you go on healthrevelationsbook.com, there's a whole description. There's a little YouTube video of Dr. Sinatra and I. And there's also, if you purchase the book, you put the code in that you purchased it, and you'll get a free download of a meditation CD that I did and some other health tips for free. And we also have a special Health Revelations e-course with Rodell. And is a $10 coupon if you just put the word COAST in for your audience.
All right, super.
And the beautiful thing about, we couldn't fit all the information in the book, so we did the e-course to add different things that we couldn't put in the book, like the deathing process, how to help someone cross over, what a near-death experience is, breathing exercises, about grounding, my trip to heaven, what I describe it in detail, and Archangel Michael. So it's a really interesting course. And once you buy it, you just keep going back and forth to it. Got a lot of good information.
Now, when you are with people talking to them about their fear of death, are these people who are primarily dying, like in hospitals, or just people in general?
It's people in general, plus people that are dying too. People come to me when they're ready to go because they have no more doctors can't help them, so they come to me because someone recommended them to me. Because they know they're going to die, they're just afraid to die. And I sit down with them and I discuss what the options are, what's going to happen to them, so they're not going to be fearful. And it really works out really well because everyone wants to have hope. We need hope. And when there's hope, everything changes. And the other thing about a revelation I learned is about faith. The fear of the sharks blocked out my love of God, because when you're fearful, God's love can't get through to us.
When you were in this coma state, Tommy, did they share anything about the future with you? I mean, about what's happening to the planet or to people or anything like that?
It's not in the book, but he did. And what it is that the vibration of the planet is changing. Every month, it goes up one more notch towards divinity. And the dark energy doesn't like that feeling, so things are happening more with the dark because it's trying to fight back. That's why we see a lot of instances of shootings and stuff like that, because the energy is shifting towards the light. Now remember this, when you get mad at somebody, it hurts you too. So when you get angry at someone, don't send anger back to them, send love. The love heals them and you of the situation. And it also raises your vibration, too. And that was really interesting because when you get angry at someone, you get so angry that you say, oh, wow, I'm so mad. And you don't realize that your liver gets affected because that anger is affected there in the first place. And your gallbladder. I guess you're galling at somebody, and that's why it's called the gallbladder.
Huh. And some people don't even have gallbladders anymore.
Right, because they had so much anger, they had to be taken out.
What is... Then we're going to get to these calls. We're lining up here for you, Tommy.
Good.
What is the biggest message, the greatest message you'd like people to take after hearing you tonight?
That respect your body and know it's a gift from God and that you're connected to everyone else and to Him. And don't sweat the small stuff because nothing really means anything. You can work all you hard and have all the money you want. When you get to heaven, it doesn't even matter. And it matters how much divine love did you give out when you were here on the planet? How much did you love yourself? By loving yourself, the universe loves you back. And that is the biggest issue, I believe, with humanity today. We don't love ourselves enough. And like I learned, there's a what is the difference between human love and God's unconditional love? Human love has lust in it, has fear if someone's not going to love you or be judged. With unconditional love, there is no judgment. It's just pure love. from our Father. And no matter whatever we say, do, and act that's not good or bad, God still, there's one thing he can never stop doing, and that's loving us. And that's so important to understand that.
All right, let's go to the phones as we line up here for you. Jerry's in Los Angeles, first-time caller. Jerry, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, gentlemen, how are you?
Fine,
hi,
Jerry.
Tommy, how are you doing?
I'm excellent.
I'm an older man, and I should have been dead, killed several times in my life. And about 4 years ago, I thought I was going to pass over, but I have not. I'm still here. There is definitely a reason for that. I don't quite understand why. I have had dealing with Michael the Archangel, by the way, and others. And I do sometimes bilocate, if that's the right word. I do go to the heavens and other places. But I'm in a quandary at the moment. I am legally blind. Don't quite understand why. I'm still here, as several of my friends still are. Not quite sure why. I have had some very interesting experiences throughout my life, including one which will interest George, I know, is there is a pyramid, by the way, in California, and I have climbed to the top of it.
Hmm.
That's another story. I've done a lot of interesting things, but still I'm in a quandary, not quite sure what it's all about and why I'm still here, and I say that seriously.
Well, let me just explain to you one thing. It's simple. You haven't did your purpose yet while you came. You haven't finished it yet.
How do you know what it is?
We have to find out what it is. And I wrote that in one of the revelations about the revelation of purpose. When you find out what your purpose is, your body vibrates higher, you feel better about yourself, and you get more healthy. Now, I don't believe you're blind totally, because I believe that you might not see with your eyes, but you see with your third eye, and you see angels and heaven and stuff like that. So you're not totally blind, but you're blind with the eyesight, but not with divinity.
Were you this way when you were a plumber?
No. Not at all.
I can't imagine you fixing faucets and pipes and things and being as spiritual as you are today.
I got to tell you a funny story, too. You know how you talked about silver in the message about buying silver?
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of little miracles that I have that aren't even in the book, because I don't want to be too woo-woo in the book, but they happen to me. One day I'm driving across a bridge, and in my head, God says to me, buy gold. And I said to him, I'm not buying gold. It's $225 an ounce.
Now it's almost $1,400,
$1,500. So he says, you have to buy the gold. So I drive back over the bridge over a river, and I turn to the left, and the whole river turned gold. That was my confirmation. So I ran home, got my camera to take a picture, because I know no one would ever believe it. And I got a picture of it. And I went and bought $10,000 worth of gold. So I listened to him. So silver and gold is going to go back up. And the reason for that is that we're going to be back into the gold standard because of the inflation and the debt. And that's why these banks are buying the gold, and that's why people, other countries are hoarding it too, because it's going to go back to the gold standard. And that's what I was told. It's pretty interesting, right?
All right, let's go to Kim in Georgia. Let's see, in Vermont. Here you go, Kim. Thanks for the call.
Oh, hi, George.
Is that
hi,
a city,
Tommy.
Georgia, in Vermont?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's named after King George. They just wanted to.
All right, perfect.
Anyway, I heard Tommy say something about people are getting sick because karma's coming back to them, and they won't get a chance to come back. We got to do this now. It's like, did God tell him this is the end of the times? Did he?
Mm.
Is this close? Are we close?
We are in end times.
We are. I knew it.
No one knows when it's going to be, but we are in end times.
Oh, no.
We have. Don't be worried about it.
Well, listen,
death,
you said
no
that death. Hope. You just took all my hope.
Guess what? This is going to turn to heaven. Earth will be heaven when the changes happen. That's looking forward to.
And it could be years, right?
It could be 60, 70, 100 years, 20 years. But we're in end times.
Oh, okay.
Not to worry, Kim.
Not to worry. There's nothing to worry about. Just live your life with peace, harmony, and love for yourself. And when you read this book, your whole life will change, because mine did when I had these revelations. And everyone that I talked to about the book just loves it. And I just know it took me years to write the book because I didn't want to be labeled crazy or nuts. And then when I met Dr. Sinatra and he had the confirmations about what I wrote and learned, then I got my courage up. I told my priest, I had a miracle happen in the grotto. I worked in a grotto every time I would go there when I was sick.
No, when I hear grotto, I think of the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, no.
Not that grotto.
It's a Lady of Lourdes grotto, the replica of it in France, in the Bronx, of all places. And when I was hit by as a young kid, I used to go there because I'm blind in my right eye. So my parents would take me there every Sunday to go help me get my sight back, which my sight never came back, but my left eye got much stronger. It's a 20/10 vision instead of 20/20.
That's great.
So I can see with that one eye, and I can see everything. So, I mean, I pinpoint things easier with that one eye. So when I got hit by the car, I says, you know, I have to go back there. So I would go back there every week, and one day I'm there, and there was a puddle. One day there was a woman came by me, and I saw that she wanted to buy a candle, but she looked homeless, so I gave her $2 to buy a candle. The next time I went there, she said to me, you know, mister, I didn't buy a candle. I bought a pizza and a soda. I said, wait, how to eat? She said, think God's mad at me? I said, why would he be mad at you? You had to eat. Here's $20. Buy yourself some food and buy the candle if you want. So my foot was in a puddle, and I moved my foot, and a crucifix appeared under my foot. And she screams to me, a crucifix, mister, look at that. I says, now, that is a miracle, and now you know God's not afraid of a man at you, isn't it? By the way, I sent you a picture of the cross. You have that.
Okay, perfect.
Which is pretty interesting.
Let's go to Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hello, Barry.
Hey there, George. I beat Cornelius to the.
Yes, you did. He's not on the line right now.
Anyway, a great show, and I'm just tickled to death to hear this. And I've got a couple of good little questions.
Sure.
For Tommy, and one of them is, Tommy, I've been living in constant pain for over 3 years now, and I'm having to take these oxycodones and. Luckily, I've got them down to a manageable dose to where I'm not ever hallucinating anymore and I'm not having many side effects. But you said something about being able to teach yourself to get over the pain that you were going through when you had constant pain for a long time. And is there some kind of secret that would help me to do the same?
It's lower back pain, right?
Yes, all right across my waist and down my sciatic nerve.
I can see it's your lumbar 5 and lumbar 4.
Yep.
And it herniated a little bit.
L4, 5, and S1.
Yep, I see it from here. And that's you know, I'm a medical intuitive too, so that's why I could see it. And
I can believe that. My eye is amazing.
You have a lot of inflammation in your body. So what's causing your inflammation is you have to stay away from sugar for at least 3 to 6 weeks.
Or longer.
Well, at least 3 to 6 weeks, so you'll see an improvement on the pain, because what happens is around those discs is inflammation, and the synovial fluid is pushed out of it, and then we got to rebuild the synovial fluid. So that's what's going to happen once you get rid of the sugar, because it'll start to rebuild. And for pain, what I do is I just meditate. And I try and put myself into a place where I don't think at all. I just think of the unconditional love of God, our Father. And that's how I was getting rid of the pain myself.
All right, good luck, Barry. Get rid of that pain. Nothing worse than back pain.
Oh, pain's the worst thing.
Got a friend of mine. He's going to have disc surgery. He lives in Las Vegas. He sent me a text tonight. And he's on his feet working all the time. Richmond, California, we go. Daniel's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Tommy, George, great show.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Tommy. You're making me feel really good tonight. I really appreciate all the things you've been saying. I am friend of George. I call in, tell him about time travel and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I real quickly wanted to ask you, since you felt that your Buffy died and you don't remember it, do you think it was possible that you awoke in a multiverse? Do you believe in multiverse theory?
Oh, I believe that when I died, I went to heaven, right? And my divine self came back with me. Part of it.
What do you mean came back with you? Wasn't it always with you?
We have two parts of our bodies. We have a physical body and a divine body. And I believe some of my divinity came back with me to help me see all these things I see and feel. Because I'm not the same person I was before the accident. Completely different.
Are you more spiritual? Are you a nicer person? What are you?
I'm much more spiritual. I've always been nice, but I'm more spiritual, and I believe that there are no accidents. I believe that each and every one of us are loved by God and by ourselves. We can love ourselves. I mean, everything looks different. Everything I look at has a vibration. Like when I walk into Barnes & Noble, let's say, when I walk in there, my energy is so high that I can see the dark energy jumping off people and taking cover.
Can you see auras?
Yes. And I see dark energy when I walk with people into a closed space. I can see the entities jumping off them and running away.
Wow.
I never saw that before.
If you see a negative person, what do they look like? What does their aura look like?
It's not a person. Aura you want to see is green, white, purple, blue.
Blue.
But a dark person has a darkened aura, like brown, and a real negative person is black. And
is it ever broken, the aura?
Oh, it's all mixed up because they're really tortured people. They torture themselves. And there's a lot of people like that walking around. They just don't feel good about themselves. They're beating themselves up. That's another thing. Don't beat yourself up. If you make a mistake, we're not perfect.
Learn from it, though. Learn from it.
I always say mistakes are not mistakes. They're life lessons. That's what I talk about in the book. You need to learn something from it. And then you move on. Don't go back. Going back and worry about what you did, it's just a waste of energy. Live in the now. Right now is what we're important.
That's always the most important.
Yep.
Tommy, take a few seconds. Give out your websites again before the break. Go ahead.
So it's healthrevelationsbook.com, and you can go on there, and when you order the book, you can put your code in where from Barnes & Noble or Amazon, and then you get a free download of the beautiful health revelation meditation. And there's some other tips and tools about eating and grounding and stuff like that on it that you get. And then we also have a course which is called Health Revelations E-Course by Rodell. And if you put in the word COAST, you get $10 off. And you can learn all about things that aren't in the book that we didn't have room to do in the book.
All right, thanks. We're going to come back, Tommy, and take some final phone calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back with Tommy Rosau, your stories and your questions as well as we talk about his after-death experience or health revelations from heaven and earth. That's also what he learned. Did you know anything about health before, Tommy, before you joined the other side?
Not much at all. It was a whole educational process going to heaven and learning how the body really works. See, we get sick from metals, funguses, bacteria, parasites, viruses, and that's what makes us get sick. Now, we can eliminate them from the body. We won't get sick. So that's what I learned. And everything in the universe has a frequency and a vibration, even the negatives. So Rife was smart because he used frequencies to remove them from the body. And that's what we have to do. We have to get rid of those toxins to make us be healthy.
All right, let's go to the phones and wrap things up here. Kathy is in Olympia, Washington. Hi, Kath. Thanks for joining us. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. It's very. It was I find this very interesting because I've been kind of going through this, just this thing just recently.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I have been through a lot of different religions in my life. I started out as being a Presbyterian, then I was born again. And then I had some experiences, and then I quit going to church, and then I ended up in one of those New Age churches.
Uh-huh.
I know of about three of them. They're the ones that are kind of, they're into Madame Blavatsky, and they're kind of the, anyway, there's a lot of different ones, but I was kind of looking into it because I was told something about a past life I had, and I just got interested in.
You got hooked,
but,
right?
But you sound, your guest, Tommy, sounds an awful lot like the people that I knew, some of the people I know now that have been in the same churches. But I never did join JV Knight, but I have a friend who's with that, and both me and this woman were both in Sylvia Brown's church. And so, you know, there's things that kind of bother me about these religions, and that especially the Christian ones, they don't look at it being a developmental. You know, everything is developmental. And so when you talk about, you know how you love it when you have a good friend, you can talk anything about anything with them. And then and then the ones that you don't like are the ones that always interrupt you when you talk to them. So basically, these people, they just don't have any tolerance for anything that they might perceive as negative. And I just feel like I can't even talk to these people anymore.
Well,
but,
let me explain to you.
I have a lot of pain. I have a lot of health issues, and I'm going to buy your book. But
all right, well, let's get some of Tommy's feedback here. Go ahead, Tom.
Let me tell you this. The religion is a control. It was put here so other people would have beliefs about different religions, so we wouldn't all be the same. But in heaven, it's about spirituality and your divinity. It has nothing to do with what you believe and where you go. You just believe there's a God, and that's why you need to get to heaven. And religion puts so much pressure on people that if you just believe in being Catholic or Jewish or Protestant, that's the only way to get to heaven. There's thousands of paths to get to heaven. And that's what I want people to understand. Is don't have fear about being what religion you want. Just embrace God. That's all you have to do. And if you don't feel comfortable being in those places, don't torture yourself. Change it. Because if you want to stay there and feel that negative vibration, it's only going to bring you down. So leave. You have the choice. Free will.
What do you say to psychic vampires, Tommy?
Well, there is such thing as psychic vampires. There's people that come and take your energy.
Yep.
Especially if
and some of them don't even know they're doing it, but a lot of them do.
Some do and some don't, yeah. And what happens is they need energy because they're so negative that they got to suck it from somebody. And it's just like this. When you turn a light switch on, what happens? All the moths run there, right? So when someone that's a light being walks into the room, all the ones that are dark will try and grab the energy, even subconsciously. So that's why I don't go to movie theaters unless it's a real little, you know, like 5 people and 10 people. I don't want to feel all that negative energy. I don't go with as big crowds. And if I do, I try and envelope myself in the white light for protection because I can feel the difference. And by the way, that's a great thing everyone should do. Whenever you feel that you're going to be in a negative situation, embrace yourself in the white light of God, and that will help you keep negative energies away. And also, when you come into your house, take your shoes off. Don't walk in your house with shoes because you don't know what toxins might be on the bottom of your shoes that could affect your house. There was an incident that happened in Connecticut, and this police officer went to a chemical spill, and he brought his shoes into the house, and his daughter died from the chemical poison. So that's one thing I learned, that we can't bring the shoes in the house and walk around with them. Take them off. But remember this,
You have the choice to have the free will to be in that situation with the church or not.
Next up, Joanne in Portland, Oregon. It's your turn, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Good show. Tommy, you said that there are several levels of heaven. So once we get there, are there any ways that we can improve our level and get to a higher level?
Well, Joanne, that's a very interesting question because I know exactly what the answer is. Yes, you can.
Okay.
What happens is level 10 is where God is only.
Okay.
The ninth level is where Jesus is. And he's an 8, 7, all the way down to 1. But he's as you go down, it gets less and less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to level 1, you're going to go to what's called the school of knowledge, where you learn to get more divinity and to learn what mistakes you might have made on earth. And when you graduate, you go higher and higher to get to the Christ energy. So you're very smart about that. Because God's not a punishing God. He wants to educate us in what divinity is.
Right. I kind of figured that, but I thought I'd ask you while you had the chance.
And in the book, when you read the book, what's great about this book is you can go back over and over again and say, oh, wow, I didn't do that right, but now I can do it right.
Yeah, I plan on getting your book. It sounds like it'd be a very good book to have.
Well, it's more like, oh, by the way, also, everyone listening, I put blessings into the book covers. I changed the vibration of the book covers when I did a healing on them. And there was an incident that I was in a restaurant, and I had the book next to me, and a woman from across the way says, hey, mister, what's in that book? I can feel the energy from here. It was pretty funny.
Without the experience of dying, would you have learned what you've learned?
No. Because remember this, 1 minute in heaven is 20 years. So the knowledge I received is years and years of knowledge.
You were there for 3 weeks, right?
Well, I don't know exactly how long I was there, but I wasn't conscious, you know, I was in the coma. So I believe I was there for the couple of weeks, yeah. But anyway, I realized this, that we are not alone. There is higher beings in us. There's different universes. I mean, the universe is so large. I mean, how can we say we're the only people? It can't be. When you're in heaven, you're a spiritual being, and you can go any way you want to go. Any dimension energy, and you can form any being. And what I also learned is when Jesus was crucified, and he rose, and Mary Magdalene saw him at the tomb, the reason why he didn't tell her to touch him, because he was a spiritual body. He wasn't the physical body. The physical body didn't appear to when Thomas put his hands into his wounds. Because his vibration had to change to get healthy.
Doubting Thomas, wasn't it?
The doubting Thomas, right?
Yeah, didn't believe anything. He was like a skeptic.
Yep. And after all the miracles he saw that happened around him, he still didn't believe. And that's how us humans are. We don't believe in the spiritual miracles that could happen. I mean, I didn't believe in them a lot, so I see these things happening to me.
Then you believe them.
Then you say, wow, this is a confirmation.
Yeah, then you believe. Let's go to St. Louis. Norman's with us. Hi, Norm. Go ahead. Hello? Going once? Twice? Goodbye, Norm. Let's go to Deb, though, in Ohio, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Deb. Thanks.
Hi, Tommy.
Today.
I often wondered what it's like to be picked by God to do something so special.
Well, it's a responsibility you have to have. And like I say to people, I can't afford to think negative. Because like I told everyone, a thought is an action. Now, here's a little experiment we can do to show you how powerful God's love is. If everyone listening just sends George Norrie love, in 15, 20 minutes, he'll feel that love because of the power of the people. And this is how we work. We work together as a consciousness. And we have to understand that. So a negative thought brings a negative action. Positive brings positive. I wrote an affirmation. It's called Positive Attitude Will Bring Positive Results. There'll be no room for negativity in my life now from this day forth. I say it every morning, and it's so important because it changes your day. Another one I have is, I will not let anyone upset me for what they may think about me or say about me in my own thought process. I am a child of God, which no human being can uproot my divine source. Who cares what people think of us? We're not perfect. God's the only one perfect.
Not perfect. Go ahead, Deb.
You were talking about negative people and negative energy, and I wondered how that could affect the health of somebody else who was in contact with that, with those individuals.
That's a very good question, and it can affect the health of somebody else. Because what happens is the energy from someone close to you emanates out into that person who's close. Let's say you have a family, okay?
It's like a magnet, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's say you have a kid who's acting up and real nasty and doing really negative stuff. You're going to see that the mother and the father will start getting angry with each other too because of the negativity from the kid. Or the father negative, the mother and the son will feel it. It's because they're all in the same, they're all close to the same frequency, by the way. They're not far off. So their thinking affects each other because they came from the same beings. So the frequency number is close and that can affect it.
So, Tommy, we're all human beings, and we're subject to these frailties of being human, the ups and downs of life. You seem to have controlled that. How?
Well, I believe that we have the power to make ourselves healthy or sick, and to make us have divinity or no divinity by the way we think and act and how we do our actions, talking to people, what we do in a daily life. It all affects us.
Vicky's turn in Blaine, Minnesota. Hello, Vicky.
Hi.
Are they all jumping up and down for the Rubio victory today?
I have no idea. I didn't vote for him.
All right.
Two things. My uncle used to see auras, and he saw two guys get in an elevator, and they didn't have an aura, so he didn't go in, and it fell. It killed him. So
wow.
That was weird. He's passed away now, so I didn't learn much from it. I wanted
what's
to know.
What's interesting is that he was warned, and he took the warning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That he saw that there was no light coming from the beings, and he stepped back, and he was warned. There was a reason. It wasn't his time to die.
Wow. That was cool. I want to know if you know if there's anything wrong with me. Nobody can figure it out. I can't figure it out. They say I'm bipolar. I can't stand cold. My feet are always ice cold ever since I was little. And I get stomach problems. Like, I haven't gone number two in 11 days now. And anything I take that the doctor gives me, the prune juice, nothing's working. And I'm on steroids, so I got thin skin, and I was wondering if it could thin my intestines that much where it's not pushing anything.
Well, you need to go to the doctor and get x-rayed. Yeah. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, because you need to find out why you're not going to the bath. 11 days is not good. And all, is your skin black and blue?
Operating room an extra hour, and they still didn't get it all, and he was so sorry, but I don't have anything anymore. I had a total hysterectomy, so I don't know if the endometriosis is still growing around my
intestine. You're falling apart there. We only got 30 seconds left, Tommy. I suggest you get the book, huh?
Yes. Read the book and see how you enjoy it, and remember this. You have the power to help yourself. Don't be negative. Be positive.
Tommy, you take care of yourself, and one day we'll all meet on the other side, huh?
Yes, we will. God bless you so much for having me on, and I want to thank everyone for buying the book, and I know it will help change your life for the better.
Tommy Rosa, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. For Dan Galante, David Hines, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.